Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/thescope. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show with a deep appreciation for plaid. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
The Scope Trilogy is complete for the month. Shane and I went to Convergence where we ambushed some people. Plus, we've got coming soon, hit or miss it, and your comments.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
Greetings and salutations, Scope Nation. You can see where I'm going, Jared, with my naming of the Scope people. Scope Nation, at least what I'm sticking with right now. We've got Jared and Adam in the house for episode 145. This is a biggie. Once a year, we attend the biggest science fiction, fantasy, cosplay. I don't even know. It's got so many things going on in Jared.
Comic books, media, movies, television,
boobs,
live music.
Hotel,
recorded music.
Everything. They've got hotels. They've got a Dairy Queen right there.
What?
Of course, we're talking about Convergence.
Yay, Convergence.
And
15th year, I believe.
And we've been. It feels like we've been doing it that many times.
I've been to every one.
I don't think I've been to every one,
you have
Jared.
Not.
I know I haven't been to every one. I don't know if Adam's ever been to one.
I've been to one.
He
two.
Did make an
I've
appearance.
Been to two.
He did make an appearance a couple
Do
years
Do you not
back.
Remember when we had to record
oh,
and
yes.
I was so mad at Earl?
I don't remember you being mad at
so
Earl.
So mad at Earl. There's a picture of me where it looks like I want to kill him.
Wow. Well, maybe
that was back
just...
when we bothered to trot out equipment.
Yeah.
We've
talked are you talking about the one where we
set up a table, didn't we?
We tried to record downstairs.
Yeah. And that was
but
a
then
rough,
I came again.
That was a rough year for me. And then there was one where we recorded in like a cabana area on like a Saturday or something.
That was a pretty good one. We had some good luck with that.
We had some superhero cosplayers stop by and from the Twin Cities superhero group. It was a good time.
Yeah, and this time around, and is this you said this is the 15th year of Convergence?
I think so. Don't quote me on it.
We're just going to say it's the latest edition of Convergence. We got some.
Well, that is not in dispute. It is the latest.
We got some great interviews with friends and strangers alike. We kind of covered the whole spectrum of what happens at Convergence. It was
I don't know about that, but
for us anyway.
Sure.
we sort of tell our I'm not going to get into it, but we tell a lot of the tales, the you know, what happens when you get there, getting your badge and getting your hotel. We'll cover all that stuff. But there is one story that, Jared, we did not tell, I do not think, in our audio, and I felt it would be apropos, a.k.a. appropriate, to share it here.
Is that what apropos means?
I think so.
Interesting.
So Adam, I don't know if you knew this, but Jared and I are experts in doing imitations of Phil Hartman and Dana Carvey, doing Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
I know you guys do it every show.
So
it's your warm up bit for the audience.
So we started doing that. Was it day one? Was it day
I don't
one?
Remember.
Of this? I remember. Yeah, we were just like you know, like they did not know that. That is weird. And you know, Johnny Carson in one of his bits when he does Karnak or whatever, he always goes. Ooh, you know, that's, he does that sort of sound effect. So that sort of became our old person's comedy bit of the weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
So first night, we actually got a little sillier than we normally do. It's a Thursday night. And, you know, the idea is to pace yourself so you're not completely blotto by
Just
the time
so you know,
you get to Friday,
I'm against,
Saturday.
I'm against that idea.
What, pacing yourself?
Yeah, the best time I've ever had in my life was the 6 hours I almost died from at cabin. It's because I drank way too much, and I hated the rest of my weekend at that cabin.
Well, you would have found a company at Convergence. There were
everyone.
People who went full tilt on Thursday and were vomiting.
Yeah. They could not get out of bed for hours and hours. And
That's
hours.
How you do it.
So we were out sampling all of the drinks, and Jared, Carrie, and myself, we all had flasks this weekend, mm-hmm. too, so we felt like big shots. So we always had strong booze on us. But when you drink a lot of booze, Adam... You know the old saying about breaking the seal. Sometimes you have to visit the best nation in the world.
Right.
Urination. That's a Beavis and Butthead joke.
Never gets old.
So Jared and I, after I think the ladies went to the bathroom, and we decided, hey,
let's follow them in there.
We should go to the bathroom, too. So we went off to one of the cavernous Convergence rest stops in the DoubleTree Hotel. Remember this, Jared?
I remember this. Yeah.
So they've just remodeled.
Can you paint a picture? What kind of urinals do they have? Or do they have dividers?
They do. Yeah.
So this is new. They've completely redone the hotel. And normally in previous years they just had, you know, the individual urinals, but they did not have dividers.
Oh. And better than the trough, at least with the ice.
Yeah, they don't have that.
This is a highest class joint. There's no trough here.
So this year they added the dividers, and
is it a handle flush or just a motion sensor?
You walk away from it.
Everything's perfect. Motion sensor.
Don't touch anything. And yeah. So when you walk into the bathroom, you kind of walk around a corner, and then they have, I don't know how many urinals they have, Jared.
It's probably like nine.
There's
total.
Probably ten. Yeah, nine or ten, and they're on each wall.
Any of them the short little guys that you make fun of when an adult stands there?
Maybe one. I don't know. We didn't do that. So Jared sort of goes on one end, and I go deep into the cavern.
He's deep in there.
Deep in there. And so we're in there.
What's the lighting like?
It's not intimate, I guess.
Bright overhead lighting.
Yeah, you don't want to grope the guy next to you.
Well, look, let's just say, there's not candlelight and Kenny G playing in this restroom.
Yeah,
not a place for a rendezvous.
They're not passing out, freshly steamed towels after. I mean, it's a bit harsh lighting.
Well, what is the attendant handing you then?
That's a good question.
All right.
I'm not going to answer it.
Right.
So we go in. I think initially it's Jared and me, and then all of a sudden just a couple other guys filter in.
How come you didn't stand by Jared?
There's never a
I don't know why we didn't.
Because when you have that much space available to you, you try to spread out.
It's the rule of urinals. Just, you don't stand next to each
just
other.
Just the one, though. If you go all the way to the other end, then it's extra weird.
Look, it felt luxurious to spread out.
Yeah, we've got the space. We've got the dividers. We've never had the dividers. We're going to use it. So I'm sitting there, and
you put your hands on the divider sometimes?
I don't touch anything.
I've done that before.
Put your hands on the divider.
Is that like the gull wings technique? Yeah. You're just going to air out my hands.
Where's that urine going to go if there's too much dangles? Stream?
Hey, gravity's going to take it down wherever it goes.
On your shoes, it doesn't matter.
It's all right.
What a power. He gets in there tight, Jared.
That's why you wear the wellies.
He just suctions right in. So I'm sitting there, and a couple guys kind
you
of...
You were sitting in the urinal. Where are you?
I'm standing there.
Okay.
Randy Quaid style from... shoot, what was the bowling movie?
Kingpin.
Come on. Thank you.
Yeah, I was taking a dump in the air. I'm going to break these things in. They're
wow, what a champion.
I'm going to break them in. So a couple guys, a couple greasy guys sort of come in. And I can
swarthy, would you call it swarthy?
Swarthy. And I can see, I'm sitting there, and I look to my right, and I can see Jared in the corner of my eye. And he's, in urinals, people, number one, unless they're really drunk, nobody ever talks to each other.
Right.
They just, it's utter silence. Mm-hmm. And everyone,
or if you're friends.
If you're friends, maybe. But there was no friends. They were sitting next to each other, sort of broing it up. So I see Jared over there. He's real quiet. Eyes on that wall that's about 2 inches away from his face because he gets in real tight. And there's dead silence in there. And I just go,
ooh.
As loud as I can. And I'm watching Jared when I do it. And Jared bursts out into laughter. And then there's a guy like two things over from Jared that I see starts laughing. And I don't know if they get that it's a Johnny Carson imitation.
No,
they probably
just broke the silence with the sound. That's all they cared about.
It's like some old dude having a problem taking a pee break. And that was it. I just did it. We broke the tension.
He hit it and quit it.
I hit it and quit it.
See,
that
sound with no context, it could have been like a weird squeaky fart. It could have been...
It could have been someone having pain urinating.
Maybe you look down at your donger and you're like, oh no. But that was the sound that came out? Like there's something wrong?
Like, ooh, who knows? I can't believe the color of my urine.
Yeah. Ooh, mate.
It was good. I was hoping Jared would have followed up with yes, but he just laughed. Oh. He just laughed. And we got in, we got out, and the rest of the convergence was downhill from there.
Wow.
That was your highlight?
Peak convergence.
That was
right
my
there.
Highlight right there.
No.
No, we've got stuff. A lot of good stuff. And I suppose, guys, we should get right into it. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back with all sorts of convergence madness.
Hey, let's all go to the bathroom right now.
Let's do it.
Ooh.
Hit it.
This is the Fump.
And I said, no, 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 I don't play them no more. Those Facebook games are really a bore. Don't ask again to play me words with friends or help you with your stupid farmland chore.
I'm Nathan. You can call me Predator. And I'm sorry I killed your friends. And I'm sorry I blew that I went up. And I'm sorry I killed Carl Weathers.
I got boots and a hoo-hoo and nothing really better to do than me. With a buddy that takes batteries, I'll have to try and figure how to get inside a bra. It'll likely end up backwards.
woods and I'll rub my nay-nays wrong. So throw it through the trash and flaunt them in their big debut. I've got boom.
That's the Funny Music Project at thefump.com. THEFUMP.com. Funny.
So here we are. Okay, here
we start.
Sorry.
That's what we call the cold open.
So it is Jared and Shane and Carrie. Okay. It is the first segment of many.
Yeah.
Convergence 2013.
We're on the patio. There's classic rock and grilled food all around us.
And Carrie and I just, I mean, we started off with a bang, Convergence.
Got Big Trouble in Little China over there.
So listen up, folks. Carrie and I just went through the worst line ever in the history of Convergence. I don't know if it's ever been this bad. Close to 4 hours to get our badges. Jared came a day early, picked his up, only yeah. took him.
We were probably in line 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
No big deal.
So lesson of life.
Get a boss who wants to go to Convergence and we'll let you go and get your badge early. That's and the lesson.
There you go.
My boss doesn't know what Convergence is.
And that's probably for the best. So yes, as Jared has said, we are sitting out here on the patio. It's beautiful. It's completely remodeled here, the Doubletree.
Yeah. They've actually got some nice patio furniture out here. They're actually using the space, which is nice, because this area has traditionally been kind of a dead zone.
Yeah.
It's usually been a, I'm walking through here to get to Friday, so that's about it.
But not anymore.
This is actually a hub of activity. I like it.
Smoker's tent.
And people breaking the rules on smoking and flicking ash that flies dangerously close to my eye.
Yep.
Awesome.
I might have to kick some ass.
I would love to see that. Make sure you get the video on that one.
Punk ass.
So, Jared, it is Convergence. You are known here for being a...
A person who is at a con.
A yes. rock singer. You're not this year. You're not performing this year, not so performing. What are you going to do with yourself, besides masturbate a lot?
Well, hey. Is there anything else? No. I am actually going to cruise through a convention without the anxiety of a performance, which is going to be an interesting experience.
You didn't have to pack any...
Nope.
Amplifiers,
nope.
Any guitars,
nope.
No drum kits,
nope.
No microphones.
For the first time ever, Angie and I got here in one car with all of our stuff.
And that is great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be exciting. You can see the con from a mellow perspective this time around. You can experience it.
Well, we'll see how mellow it is. We're hearing about 7,000 people. And yeah, as you said, your multi-hour line just to get your badge. So... this could be a chaotic mess this weekend. We'll
Do
see.
You think that there are going to be panels that are going to be sold out?
Absolutely.
Sold out.
There were some last year, too. So this year, it's almost guaranteed. So I think at some point, we're looking at peak Convergence.
This is it.
I think that you've got, you know, I mean...
You got to lock it down.
At some point, you're going to hit the fire code, and there's a maximum occupancy for this space. And so, you know, they just have to cap it at some point, but...
We'll see.
I would like to see them cap it maybe before they hit that number.
Yeah, maybe 5,000. They could cap it at 5,000.
It might alleviate some of their woes.
So what else we got going on? This year, of note, we are staying at a new hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not staying in the main hotel. We're staying across the street at a smaller, more luxurious affair.
Oui, oui.
Yes, it's all French. It's the Sofitel, so you are required to speak French, or at least in a French accent, when you go into the building.
Did they give you the French accent?
They did. Right. They gave me a big handful of Limburger cheese.
Excellent.
Is that French?
Limburger. No, I think it's probably German, but you just got to say it. You got to say it with an accent.
We got a wheel of brie. I don't know about you.
We've got delicious French fries, or freedom fries, as you've been calling them now for 12 years.
I prefer palm frites.
We've got a first floor hotel room, so that means no stairs this year, if you choose. Or no elevators, just
sure
a
enough.
Small...
There is stairs.
There's a few stairs, but for us, it's good.
I did have what could have been a potential incident at the ice. I went to we got in, and I went to get ice for my cooler. And
yes.
This is my mutant power. It is the power to have lines form behind me.
Everyone knows that.
So I go and go down the hall, go to the vending area, get the ice. There's nobody else in sight. Nobody in the hallway dashing to get ice. It's just me and my cooler. Within seconds of me getting the first bucket of ice poured into my cooler, I had six people behind me, all
Whoa.
Wanting ice.
They can wait.
So I know, but it was just amazing how my power was manifest.
I had no one in sight.
Yeah, we got there.
I forgot the ice bucket down in the room, so I just left my cooler in the hall and went back and got it.
I try not to take too much ice, and I got enough, I think, to get everything cool, and I filled the bucket up, and I went back to the room, and then a few minutes later, after everyone else got ice, I went back and got more, but... I felt like I didn't take too much ice. So.
Well, let's get to serious issues.
Yes.
What will be your drink of choice, Carrie?
Jameson or some sort of cider.
Jared, over to you.
As you know, I've become a whiskey man, so I've got several different whiskeys to choose from. I will probably mix it up between doing a mixer with ginger ale or just drinking it straight. I may do it in my flask.
All got flasks this year, all three of us.
I also wasn't going to bring any beer, but after seeing the Deadspin best list of cheap beers in America and seeing Grain Belt Premium at number one, I suddenly got the hankering for some premium, so I've got some Primo back in the room as well.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to surprise you guys all. I have a sampler pack of Bartles and James wine coolers.
What?
And I am going to be drinking nothing but strawberry daiquiri and bubblegum surprise.
Okay. Well, that's one way to live your life.
God, I feel like I'm looking at Mike Love from the Beach Boys right in front of us right now. Baba.
I have some baby shams also.
Baby shams.
Baby shams.
Oh, we were walking over to this hotel from our other hotel. We had noticed that out on the patio area there was a empty bottle of champagne in its little container, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, Angie, that's my girlfriend. She was reminded of the
he does not know
of the Champagne Shane moniker.
Champagne
so
Shane.
Well, maybe Champagne Shane will make an appearance.
Maybe. Well, before we close this off, I am very excited about a bit that we might be premiering, and mm-hmm. that is called Instant Trivia.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to try it right now on Carrie. This is how it works, Carrie.
Well,
this is a trial run.
No prizes on me right now.
No prizes. We're doing something called Instant Trivia, where we are challenging people to challenge us with trivia stuff. And you're going
to
be...
I don't have to come up with something.
So I'm going to explain this to you, Carrie. Jared and I are going to ask you to give us some sort of general topic that revolves around pop culture. You could give us the 80s, you could say Star Wars, you could say...
What if I...
Anything.
...give you something that you don't know anything about?
Okay, so here's the thing. You will give us a topic. It is up to Jared and I to ask you a question related to said topic.
All right.
You win the point if Jared and I cannot come up with a question, if we give you a question and an answer that is incorrect, or
yeah.
Is there any other way she can get a point?
I got a good one. I'm ready.
I would imagine if there's a removal of clothing, that might qualify as a point.
Yes. If clothing comes off, you automatically get the point.
I'm not saying that many people are going to take that off.
No.
I'm just saying it's there.
You don't get the point.
Shoe?
You don't
take a shoe off.
You don't get a point.
No.
If we ask you a question and you get it incorrect.
Oh, okay.
So how many points do we play to?
Normally we're going to play till 3. We're going to test this out and see just where it goes.
So
if it feels good, we'll keep asking questions. If it doesn't feel good, we'll stop after one. So, Carrie, I'm going to ask you, can you come up with a pop culture topic
yes.
for us? Okay, so think about it.
No, I don't need to think.
Okay, it's in your head. Go.
Celebrity baby names.
Celebrity baby names. Okay.
So the challenge for us is to not only come up with a question, but also come up with a question that we don't think you can answer.
Yes.
Right.
Because we don't want you scoring points.
So there's got to be some sort of baby in some movie that you're...
No, it has to be real celebrity, not the characters. It has to be an actual celebrity and their baby's name.
Okay.
You get to cheat and look stuff up?
No, my pocket.
Jared's getting a call.
I'm getting a text in line now. Let's see how long this takes, Sad Face.
All right. All right. So celebrity baby names. Okay.
713 Mark. Sorry, I gotta see how long.
All right, I got one.
Yeah.
This is going to be weird.
In the 1950s,
whoa.
there was a television program called I Love Lucy.
Right.
Starring Lucille Ball and...
Desi Arnaz.
They had a child.
Ricky.
Damn it. Point for Carrie.
How do you not get that?
Okay, give us another one, Carrie.
Oh, I have to give you a different...
Another topic. That's the other rule. It's got to be different topics.
80s hair bands.
80s hair bands. Why are you picking all... Why are you top-loading this
I
on your...
Because I want
to win. Well, I mean, that's the challenge to us.
80s hair bands.
It's she... Yeah, she's going to pick a category she knows.
Damn it, we're never...
It's up to us to come up with a question that we think will stump her.
Okay, Jared, you know a lot about 80s hair bands.
80s hair bands.
Yes.
Sure can get this and stump
goodness.
Me.
That is a tough one.
I am not coming up with any questions that I don't think she'll know the answers to.
This is tough.
We're playing
up to 3 points.
Oh, all right. If I get this one, it's done.
I don't know.
Okay.
What's the time limit on this?
We've probably passed it. It's a great show.
Who is better Extreme or Mr. Big?
You cannot. That's a matter of opinion.
Well, let's see if you match my opinion.
Extreme.
Jared?
Incorrect. It's Mr. Big.
Mr. Big. Oh, we get another. We need another topic.
So close.
No, that's so close.
One more topic.
We're working out the kinks.
We're kicking the dust or rust off the tires.
Extreme has a better guitar player.
There, you're right. Probably in terms of talent. Give us one more.
I don't know. I'm not giving you one that you know, like Star Wars, because I don't know anything about Star Wars.
She's a poor test case, isn't she?
This guy has a Popeye t-shirt that makes it look like his head is Popeye's head.
I love it.
That's good. I don't know, Shane. You come up with something that's equally fair for both of us.
Okay. The 70s.
Okay.
The 70s.
Go ahead.
Just the 70s.
The 70s.
You picked it.
Who? Give me the name of the.
You're gonna pick one. You know I don't know.
The cruise director on the television series The Love Boat.
Julie.
Correct.
Wow.
Give me the replacement of Julie.
What was her name? I didn't watch that show. I don't know.
I'm gonna say it was Becky.
Wasn't that the Captain Stubing's daughter's name?
Didn't she replace her at some point?
No. She did. I don't think so.
All right.
I don't know.
This is tough, Jared.
We're going to have to massage it and work it.
I think workshop
it throughout the weekend.
I think the next time we do it, that Carrie can also help us come up with questions, because she's going to be there.
I think
the idea is having a big pool of question makers.
I wish there was about 30 questions on celebrity baby names, because I would win.
Question for you, though. Does that stack the odds in our favor?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
We have a pool of writers. We have a writing room creating questions on the fly.
We have a mobile writing room.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is that unfair to the contestants?
Yes.
Okay. We want to make it hard for them, obviously.
Yeah. So now we know what we're up against.
It's going to be a little different, I think, if we're just attacking people in the wild, because we're not going to know what their knowledge base is.
I think we might need to research questions ahead of time so we have a baseline.
Ooh, I don't know. I didn't sign on for work.
Oh, my.
Well, let's leave this one be. So segment one of the Scope at Convergence 2030 is over. We've got a lot more to bring to you.
Some booze.
Including booze. So over and out, mother effers. Riva Durci. Thursday! 9:35, Scope. Part two, we're dry running our super trivia contest. We've got
we're not dry, and we're pretty wet.
Chad, Holly, Angie in the hizzy against Carrie, Shane, and Jared.
Woo!
This is how the trivia contest works. It's a three-point contest. We are going to ask you to come up with a general trivia category that has to relate to pop culture. So it could be anything. It could be like 80s movies. It could
be... By the way, I kicked ass on this earlier.
Anything that's a general trivia question topic. Jared, Carrie, and I, on the fly, will try to come up with a question to stump you guys. If we stump you, we get a point. If we don't, you got... And if you get the question right, you get a point.
First, if you can't come up with a question, you get a point.
Oh.
So talk amongst yourselves. Come up with... A category, and then Carrie, Jared, and I will converge to the corner, and we will come up with
Jerry, Terry, and Carrie.
Jerry, Terry, and Carrie, from fresh from World War Z. If you're big fans of the show, you know exactly what we're talking about. So huddle,
so
come up with a topic.
Idea,
wow, I didn't know we were doing group instant trivia. This is an extra challenge.
It is. So go ahead. Look, they're all looking at each other. They're stunned.
They're confused.
They've got polka dots.
They don't know what's going on.
Okay.
You're holding that like Gene Rayburn on the match game.
Hey, all right, they've got it. Holly has got a topic. Go.
90s action movies.
90s action,
90s action movies. All right. 90s. Let's get together.
I don't have any.
Okay, Jared, you've seen action
movies. Jared,
you're 90s though. I don't know. That's a tough one. What's in the 90s? All I can think of is grunge music. I don't think that's... That doesn't work.
Okay. I got one.
What?
Who starred? Okay, what was the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with the super laser gun? Was that Vanessa Williams? What was
super
the name?
Super laser gun.
What was that?
Last Action Hero?
No, it was later than that.
I don't know what's super going on
gun.
Over
it
here.
It was like a super laser gun. Was it called like Sniper or something like that?
I don't know.
We need this one, Jared. I don't know.
I stumped on celebrity baby names last time, by the way.
Jared, you're letting me down.
I don't know this one. I'm sorry.
What if I have
okay.
I'm failing you?
I have to go pee.
Okay.
Shane,
I'm going to bed.
Shane has got some 90s action movies.
He
devil.
He thinks he's the know-it-all.
All right. I've got one.
Question.
What?
the third Die Hard movie completely changed the formula.
Wow. This is not what we discussed.
No.
Go ahead.
And Bruce Willis as John McCain. Is it John McCain?
John McClane.
John McClane.
He left out a letter.
Traveled through.
It's not John McCain. He didn't run for president in 2008.
He traveled through the city of New York with a cabbie who took him from place to place. Who played that cabbie?
Samuel Jackson as Zeus.
Jared, is that correct?
Probably.
That's correct. Oh, yeah, so you get one point.
What kind of question is that?
That's the best I could do. You weren't helping.
I know, I wasn't.
Okay, we need another topic, ladies.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's for you, Chad. That's a mind game.
I'm doing my Mr. Miyagi healing technique right now. If there were video of this show, people would be laughing at what I'm doing. No, they wouldn't.
Oh, they want
to... Uh-oh.
That's dangerous if you go stand-up comedian. That's dangerous. I know a lot about stand-up comedian.
I don't know. I came up with the last one. Somebody else. I'm almost blacked out. Somebody else.
Chad, you know things.
Sex in the City.
Okay, oh, that sounds good.
Oh, Sex in the City. Uh-oh, Carrie, we need you.
Where's Carrie? Carrie, help!
Carrie Bradshaw or Carrie Palmer?
No, our third... Carrie.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Jerry.
Sex.
Carrie.
Carrie! Quick. Quick, quick.
Carrie,
the question.
Your expertise.
The topic is Sex in the City.
What?
Sex in the City.
We need a question that they can't answer.
No, they'll answer every question.
Was John Bon Jovi a guest in that?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Okay, we got it.
We do?
No, you don't.
I suck at this game.
What famously super hot rock star...
She knows it.
Had a cameo in an episode of Sex in the City.
Bon Jovi!
Yeah!
Shane!
What?
He was, I got bonus points, he was a patient of her therapist.
Yes, he was.
2 points.
All right, so you guys are on your way. One more topic. You've got to get three.
We're not good at this game.
You guys are terrible.
We are terrible at our own game.
We're not getting the general topics. We need people. I mean, that's what I'm really looking
for.
They're
going to pick topics that they're good at.
That's fair.
Obviously. I know, that's what happened.
Okay, one
that's
more.
Obviously.
Hello,
I won.
Is this thing on?
Good
eye,
Mike.
Celebrity Baby All right. Hair bands.
Third topic, go.
That's the name of your biography, isn't it?
Third topic, Angela.
Exactly. Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy.
Okay, this is Angela.
This is a hard one because we could get very specific. I got one that will stump him immediately.
What do you got? What does it? Okay. So when they're revealing the video, Black Hole Sun, they talk about how cute the little goat is. So we get to say, what video do they talk about the cute goat?
Okay,
yes.
Good one.
All right.
Good one.
Good job.
That's a good one.
Good job. I am not.
All excited. Right. Final answer. Beavis and Butthead are known for making fun of a lot of music videos. In one of their most famous skewering of music videos, they talk about how cute the baby goats are in said video. And I'll give you a little help. It's a 90s act.
Yeah.
Name the band or name the song. Go, Beavis and Butthead experts. Talk amongst yourselves.
There were goats in the video?
There was goats. There was cute baby goats that they go, oh, that's a cute little goat.
That was officially the worst.
Thursday!
Impression ever.
No.
Well, you got the point. So talk about it. What do you think? 90s band.
I don't know.
You might have.
Because I overheard you guys whispering Black Hole Sun.
Oh!
Wrong.
We're not very subtle.
That was like Audrey when she's whispering. Okay. That was right. What do we do?
3 points.
Cheaters lose. Cheaters lose. You're out. You're banned from the game.
Oh,
until we need, because we're too scared to talk to other people.
Go on a long time. I mean, not now.
So they're disqualified.
What?
For that question. So come up with one more topic and then plug your ears. Plug your ears. I demand it.
Do we need to bring a portable phone aside?
Chad's trying to come up with a...
Superheroes!
Superheroes, okay.
Yeah,
here we go, Jared, come on.
Superheroes.
Expert.
Come on,
superhero
Jared.
Superhero expert.
Think of something in your head.
Oh, God. What would they not know? This is the problem. They have knowledge. They know stuff.
They know stuff. Superheroes. It sucks. I hate when people know stuff.
I don't even know, but that's a great question.
Okay, good.
Do it.
Do you know the answer, though?
I don't know. We can't ask the question if we don't know the answer.
Know the answer.
One of them?
Nobody knows the answer.
One of them is Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look it up.
The other one.
The other one
is Ace. Is it Ace?
Yeah, that, okay. Got it. Okay.
Here we go.
I think.
Uh-oh. You're right. You're 100, you're 100% right. Saturday Night Live has had a bit... in the Saturday, what is it? Saturday Morning Funhouse?
TV's Funhouse.
TV's Funhouse, called the Ambiguously Gay Duo. Name the Ambiguously Gay Duo. What are their names?
The Ambiguously Gay Duo.
One of them's Mark.
Keep going.
It's gotta be Mark.
Is
it...
I thought one of them's name was Rod.
You guys are on fire.
That sounds like Rod and Mark.
Rod and Mark, Jared.
I believe both are incorrect.
The correct answer is...
Gary and Ace?
Gary and Ace.
Oh, yeah.
You're banned from the hotel room forever. That was the plan.
Wait, you never said that was part of the rules.
We make them up as we go along. We're like Big Brother or Survivor.
Oh, Jared going to sleep with Shane.
That was all part of the plan.
Woo!
So that's it. We're not asking any more questions. You didn't get three right.
No. We need to figure this out, though.
This is all dry run.
Are we gonna do up to three points when we're in the wild?
I'm going to the bathroom.
Yes, I think we need to do. How about we do three questions?
Three questions. Best. All right, that's fair.
Best? You guys have no idea what's going on.
We're making it up as we go.
We'll figure it out.
Obvious
it's Thursday. Okay.
So that's the rules. When we're in the wild, we're asking people we don't actually know. We're gonna do three questions, and the best score of that on either side wins. If they get more points than we do, they get a prize.
If they get two questions right in a row, they win.
Pretty much. I got a bag full of prizes. Bag full of prizes.
All right, so we've got the ground rules. It's all set up. That's it.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, au revoir.
All right, Jared and Shane here, day two.
And we're in the thick of it here.
Convergence, we are in the middle. It is about 9:15, and it is rolling. Jared.
Friday night is hopping, that's for sure.
Hopping. We're very close to...
Although these overhead lights are a little distracting.
They are. Do they normally dim these?
I don't know. I want them to set the mood, though.
There's no mood. So we're here. Your lady friend is dressed as Dark Phoenix.
She is.
Carrie is dressed as...
Myself.
Carrie.
It's a great Carrie costume, Carrie.
Yes.
You nailed it.
I know.
So let's describe our day so far. Essentially, we've eaten at a fancy French restaurant.
Pretty much. We had kind of a lazy start to the day, so.
Yep.
And here comes the photo barrage.
Here they come. Let's get in there.
Here comes the photos.
I think I'm going to really get to, and every time people say they love the costume, I'm going to jump in and say, I made that costume. I'm the seamstress.
Wow.
Will that go over?
I don't think people are going to believe you. If they do believe you, they're going to want a business card, and you're not going to have one, and that's where the story's going to fall apart.
I'll say, if you want my handiwork, you need to find me. I'm not going to give my business card out to you, jerks. So anyway,
I was really trying to work up a joke based on Disco Stew doesn't advertise.
Disco Stew, I like it. I like it.
But I couldn't make a sewing joke out of it.
Yeah, very tough.
You lost Holly.
Angie, get in here for a second.
No.
I'm going to be coming here. I'm going to ask you a question right on the scope. My costume tonight is going to be the man that made your Dark Phoenix costume. Is that okay?
No.
Why not?
Because someone else made it and she would be sad to not.
Are you telling people who made it?
Lori Olson Williams of Heirlooms by Lori.
I'm going to be Lori Olson. I'm going to be her proxy tonight.
Okay.
My voice is slightly deeper than hers, would be my guess. Well, officially, you're no fun.
Thanks.
All right. Get out of here, Phoenix. Go get some pictures taken. So what are you drinking tonight, Jared?
Just whiskey and ginger ale. Highball.
I wish you'd be drinking baby formula and peppermint schnapps.
That seems like an odd mix.
It's the hottest new drink.
Who doesn't love Enfamil?
Oh, somebody wanted your picture. Who did you want, me or her?
Oh, he's hiding.
Me. Oh, him. Oh, sorry. Gotcha. All right.
This is like,
hey, it scared him away.
Is it like a Shogun Iron Man? I'm confused.
This is exciting, Jared. I think I found my gig. Angie, that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to be the guy that wants his picture taken,
confusing you with me the whole night.
Right.
So when they come up to you, they say, can I get your picture? I'll say, me or her? My V isn't deep enough.
That's a good gig.
See, Andy doesn't like this because now I'm in scope like mode, Shane. I'm not in normal here. Shane. So
all right. Beach Leia. It's Beach Leia.
Beach Leia. That's a rejected Star Wars action figure.
But she had some downtime. She could just chill at the beach.
Yeah, just hanging out. Her and her brother would go out. You know, he'd put on his intergalactic gold lamé Speedo.
She would bury him in sand. It was cute.
Oh, yes. And Han Solo would come and kick sand in his face.
Oh, that's Solo.
All right, so anything else so far that we need to cover before we jump into this quagmire?
I don't know, but you've been Sonic Screwdriver, so...
Is that bad?
You might be pregnant, so I'd check that.
What is a Sonic Screwdriver, Angie?
I have no idea.
Jared, what is that?
It's Doctor Who's sort of go-to tool. It does kind of everything he needs it to do.
Does he assault women with it in the
Doctor Who
universe?
No, it's generally he'll use it to scan things or to manipulate machinery and so on and so forth.
Oh, he's doing it again.
He's being very invasive with it.
Yeah, I think that's consent, not consenting, right?
Costumes does not consent to be scanned with a sonic screwdriver. Yeah.
I would encourage it for myself, but nobody else.
All right.
All right. So anything to add, Carrie, before we wrap this up?
No.
No. Way to bring it.
This is weird.
All right, we're watching Queen Amidala get disassembled.
I don't know how to
disassemble.
All right, so
I don't know half these costumes.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back later.
With
more scope.
That was the worst scope fit ever.
I thought it was great. All right, it's Scope Convergence 2013 Part 4. Jared and Shane, we just came out of the Klingon room, Jared.
We did. The Klingon Detective Agency. There's their theme this year.
The party for us went from zero to hero in a matter of 15 minutes.
How would you qualify it as hero?
We just started drinking.
I've had a vodka martini.
Yes.
And I've had some hot sex.
I've had a weird, creepy punch drink and some hot sex with you.
We had a four-way hot sex. It was amazing.
We did. Carrie, was it the best you ever had?
Oh, definitely.
Jared.
Yes.
I'm challenging you to a scope instant trivia contest.
You are challenging me.
Yes. Stop it. Give me a scope trivia topic now.
Well, we talked about this earlier being a problem. I'm going to go with Doctor Who.
Oh, you're an asshole. Okay.
Not that I'm an expert.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're less of an expert.
Okay, it's Doctor Who.
Oh, for God.
Okay, Jared.
Jared's taking a selfie.
She's taking you lose a point.
I'm photobombing the selfie.
Here we go. Let's get a picture. Jared,
yes.
The Doctor Who revival of the 90s,
yes.
There was one episode featured on American television.
I'll tell you if it looks good.
Jared.
Looks good.
I don't know if you,
as you recall,
yes.
This revival was a bomb.
Yes.
What network did that episode appear on?
Fox.
Wrong.
Intoxicated.
That's the high five guy. Get over here for a second.
Whoa.
I'm challenging you to a trivia contest right now. Do you think you can handle this?
Try me.
This is how it goes. I'm going to ask you to give me a general trivia topic on anything you think of. So the 1980s, Star Wars.
Heavy metal.
Okay, so we're going to try to give you a trivia question that's heavy metal based. Carrie, this is all you. You're the heavy metal expert.
I'm not in the scope. Sorry.
Okay, how about this?
No.
Who is the guitarist for Rat?
I don't know who that is.
Who is the guitarist for Iron Maiden?
Several different people.
Okay.
You cannot
answer. Who's the lead guitarist for the heavy metal band Iron Maiden?
What, you should know this? They've had several.
That's what she just said. Give me some of them.
Just one. I know the bassist.
No, we need lead guitarist.
Dude, I'm a drummer. I know Nico McBrain was their drummer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I love that guy. Wasn't he the drummer? He was the drummer for Wham, right?
Right.
Don't quote me on that, but I say no.
Okay, all right.
You got that right.
Lead guitarist. Heavy metal. Iron Maiden. This is your topic. You've got the Kanye glasses. You should know this.
Always high-fiving.
High five. That's nothing better than high fives on a podcast, Jared.
I'm calling it 10 points to Gryffindor.
10 points to Gryffindor. Give us another topic. Who is? Give me one, Carrie.
I don't know.
We can't get the point if you don't know the answer.
What? I don't. I told you I didn't know.
Okay.
I'm not an Iron Maiden.
The P. I know that.
Okay, how about this? Who played the keyboards in the rock band Bon Jovi?
Mr. Roboto.
Mr. Roboto.
Wrong.
I would give it to you. I would say yes, but who is it?
David Bryan.
David Bryan. Not Tico Torres.
No. You're talking like mid-80s pop metal here.
Whoa, stop the clock. These guys are as heavy as they get.
What?
New category. Adrian Smith for a fucking...
All right, okay, give me another category. Come on, bro. Who are you, by the way?
King Diamond.
Who are you, by the way?
Loki.
All right.
Brokey.
King Diamond, you know anything about them? Give me something else. Come on. I love it. You're a drummer? You should be fronting the band. Fist bump. Another fist bump.
Fist bump all around. Fist bump. All right.
You get that point. So it's tied 1-1. Next,
I like this game.
Next one wins. Loki.
Game on now.
Okay, let's stop for one second, though. I got to talk about something. This is a killer fashion statement. And I'm going to sound like my father. But the hole in your ear, bro, let's talk about that for a second. You're going to have to get surgery to fix that, right? That's what they're telling me. My sources say surgery.
Zeros are fine. If you get a zero, it'll close up in a matter of a year.
Now, I was thinking of getting a plate in my lip. What do you think about that?
Fuck that shit.
That's exactly it. Okay, trivia.
Oh, man, you'll be eating rice off of that for a week.
I don't know what that means, but I'm going with it. Give us another topic. A little more general than King's Diamond, because those guys are way too whack. Whatever.
Satan being your homeboy.
I don't know what that means, Carrie.
Imagine Satan. No.
Yeah.
Imagine Satan.
I'm imagining.
Are any of you God-fearing people?
Jared is huge.
What? No. So you're not a God-fearing person. So imagine Satan.
Okay.
Imagine Satan is in... Imagine you're Eve and you are Adam.
We got to get this back on track.
Now, Satan comes down. He's like, hey, I got this really cool thing I want the two of you to do. Now, if the two of you do this, I will love you forever. But your homeboy God ain't going to like that too much. So imagine, if Satan tells you that, hey, I'll give you happiness forever if you do this, would you do it? Would you sacrifice happiness for righteousness?
Yes, I know. Oh my God. I mean, at this point, the only thing my homeboy God has done for me is create me. So, he's got nothing on the Satan guy. You're driving a pretty hard bargain there.
So would you choose happiness over creation? Or I should say righteousness. Do you want to be righteous to your God, or do you want to be happy throughout your life? So, I mean,
if I choose happiness, do I get Sky Miles?
No.
Forget it. I'm taking righteousness.
Okay, the topic is...
I need the miles! Happiness gives you your life, though.
I need the miles.
Loki, the topic is 70s disco. Name one of the three brothers from the disco band, the Bee Gees. Ooh. Take some time to think about it.
Can I just say Parliament Funk was awesome?
You can, but that's...
I'm just going Parliament Funk all the way. It's all about that bassist, you know? That slap bass.
You'd like to slap that bass?
I would slap that bass so hard until I could see around corners.
I believe that his physics are correct.
I believe it too. So you're not gonna wager a guess. Give me a name. There's one of three boys.
He doesn't care.
They're Australian. They were a big hit in the 70s. Jive Talking. Saturday Night Fever.
I know the Bee Gees. I can see them in my head, but I don't know their names.
If I will give you the point if you can sing some Bee Gees for me right now, because you have a great voice.
Stay alive.
We did it. We harmonized together.
50 points to Hufflepuff.
The correct answer would be Barry. Robin. Maurice or Robin. But Loki, you win the round.
I win!
Loki, and that's Loki on the scope. The scope at Convergence 2015 continues. We are with Luke Ski, who's apparently here to rip us a new asshole about right. the new format of the show.
Looking forward to it, because one asshole is never enough.
Hey, Luke Ski, you performed here. You're in the public eye. You know a thing or two about mass media. What do you have to say about our show? Go.
Well, I got to say a couple things. First of all, I enjoy more content more often, so I really like the new format, delivering new scope to me every week. I think it's a good move.
Joke's on you. It's all the same. It's not any more show.
We're just going to start releasing the same three shows over
that's it. But
it'll be like Ren and Stimpy in the early days. They'll just keep showing the same three episodes over
that's
and over.
That's exactly it.
And
where's the butt, though? There's got to be... However, that being said, that sort of thing.
It's just going to be interesting adjusting to the fact that, like, oh, well, I'm going to leave a comment, and then I'm going to have to wait, like, 3 weeks for it to be answered.
I know.
You know, so...
It's tough.
It's going to be a tricky matrix to crack there, but I think you guys can figure it out.
Well, the thing is, we barely get comments, so...
Except they're from me, you know.
That's fine.
First things first, do you have a name for Scope Show fans? That is
I thought of one the other day.
You better have it on your brain right now.
You can think about it while we talk about other things.
Sightliners? Or something like that. Crosshairs. That's what it was.
Awesome. Crosshairs. So we're not
thinking outside of the box.
We're not doing a play on the word scope.
We'll add it to the list.
We'll put it on. I see, though. I like it.
Because what's crucial to a scope to be really well and accurate? Crosshairs.
True.
I like it. I like the thinking.
Much better than that Adam-centric one we got suggested.
Yeah, Adam Addicts or whatever, that blows.
Nope. Adam's on board, I veto that one.
So, Lupski, you've seen Monsters University. You've seen Despicable Me 2.
That was the next thing I was going to say.
Which one did you like better?
Well, first of all, let me compliment you on your reviews of those with your daughter. I thought they were excellent.
Did you post the Despicable Me 2? Is that out there?
Yeah, I just listened to it today.
You'll just like it because she makes fun of me the whole time.
But I have to say, of the two, I liked Monsters, Inc., Monsters University more because, first of all, Mike Wazowski is probably my favorite Pixar character of all time. So the fact that this movie focuses on him really appealed to me. And secondly, as much as I love the franchise of Despicable Me, I just kind of felt like the stakes in the plot of Despicable Me 2 never really got as high as, like, in the first movie, he steals the moon.
Yeah.
And in this movie, it's like, some stuff happens towards the end where you almost think something really big and epic is going to happen, but then, you know, the plot changes and it just kind of feels like it never hit that level of epicness that the first one did. But
the main bad guy was not all that threatening at the end of the day. He was kind of clever and fun, but you didn't really feel like he was going to mess anything up too much. I agree with that. I still felt Monsters U was a little flat. Like, and, you know, it's, the idea is we're gonna deal with the college life. But I don't really think anything they did was all that clever. You know, being a college guy, I think it was all kind of by the book. And so that sort of bummed me out a little bit. But I like the characters, and I think compared to Cars 2, which I did not see, but I think that movie probably blew. And I like Brave, so I don't know, you know.
See, I liked Brave, but I kind of hold an unfair grudge against it because I liked Wreck-It Ralph so much more, and I felt it deserved the Oscar more. But that's, you know, another soapbox for me and Kyle Carosa to get off on.
I felt Wreck-It Ralph turned into a movie about candy rather than a movie about video games. And they could have done more with the video game fresh takes than what they did. That was my problem with Wreck-It Ralph.
Well, but something to point out as far as affecting the pop culture goes, I haven't seen anyone this year dressed as Merida, but I have seen at least two Ralphs, three Vanellope's, one Turbo, you know, so there's a lot of Wreck-It Ralph characters walking around here.
Turbo the Snail for this forthcoming snail racing epic hitting theaters?
If I see Turbo the Snail, I'm going to punch the guy in the face. I would not accept that pitch as a movie.
Yeah, I'll probably see Turbo, but I'm not excited about it. Well, I'll see.
I've got a child, so the odds are high that I may see that.
Anyway.
So, Luke, we are doing a instant scope trivia contest, and I'm getting you in on it right now.
Pancreas, that's the answer.
That was a great one. So we're going to ask you to give us a pop culture topic. It could be something as simple as science fiction movies. It could be something a little bit more complex. Jared and I and Carrie will.
Too specific, though.
Jared and I and Carrie will try to come up with a question immediately. If you get the question wrong, we get a point. If you get it right, you get a point. We go up to three.
All right, how about this? Tell me if this is too specific. Current comedy television animation.
Current comedy television animation.
Oh, boy.
Wow. So I'm not talking about Yogi Bear. I'm talking about things that are actually on TV now. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, so we will we'll take you off on that. Okay, Carrie's got a question.
Oh, wait.
Let's talk it through.
What about, like, as who the main girl is on the Gravity Falls? You know, her name is Mabel.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Okay, so here is your question.
Uh-huh.
On the... What network is that on, Carrie?
I don't know.
ABC Family Show Gravity Falls.
Uh-huh.
Name the main female character.
Mabel.
What is her name? Damn it!
he tweeted the other day that he just finished watching all of Gravity Falls.
Oh, yeah.
What is the actress that plays that character?
Kristen Schaal.
Wow. All right, okay, so
Kristen
1 point.
Child's a horse.
One point for Luke Ski. Luke, give us another topic. If you get this right, you're a winner.
Boy, this guy's tough.
We gotta talk to people that get out of their basements.
What?
Don't talk to us then.
Oh, man.
He's thinking.
Do we get a point if he can't come up with a topic?
Yes.
All right. Well, in that other quiz, you already had a question about Pixar, so I'm trying to think of something else.
I don't like this one.
This is always skewed against us, Jared.
And King, no King Diamond.
Yeah, no one's saying like 80s. I mean, I could kill you on 80s.
But people are always going to pick something they're strong in.
That's true.
All right. Well, how about Disney in general?
Disney in general.
Trouble. He wrote songs about it. He knows everything about Disney.
I'll damn it. That is really tough. Disney in general.
I have no idea.
Disney in general. Okay, so let's talk this through.
I don't really know.
Okay, so Disney has live-action movies, so let's start thinking about that.
Okay.
Let's start thinking about live-action Disney movies.
I don't know what movie.
God damn it. We've got to come up with something because the time is against us.
Time is ticking away.
He's ready to go.
He knows it all. That's a problem. We're not going to beat him.
I don't know.
We're not going to beat him.
This trivia contest is a joke.
Okay. Should we give him... Okay, Disney, we could do Marvel. We could easily do Marvel. I'm going to do something out of the new Age of Ultron comic book series.
I think you're going to nail him.
You'll never get him.
Okay.
Okay, Luke, get over here.
All right.
In the Disney-owned Marvel comic book world...
Yes!
Yes. The miniseries Age of Ultron ended with what character... from the main Marvel Universe crossing over into the ultimate Marvel Universe?
Ant-Man?
That's a really good guess, but the correct answer...
I can answer this one.
Who?
Isn't it Angela?
No.
No, not Angela. The correct answer is Galactus.
Galactus
is going into the ultimate Marvel Universe to eat their world. So I think that means that we're tied, Luke. So you need one more topic, one more question. This is all for all the nutsacks.
How about the Dr. Demento show?
The Dr. Demento show.
Jesus.
Okay.
We're done.
No.
Toast.
And the umbrella of that is like all of that type of music,
right?
Not just the man himself.
All of that type of music. I certainly don't have an encyclopedic knowledge.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to stump him.
We're going to stump him. How are we
stumping
him?
And I'm going to ask him the question.
Yes.
What was the first Dr. Demento song I ever heard?
Oh.
What was the first song popularized on Dr. Demento that I've ever heard?
That's a sneaky one. I like it. Go with that.
Get over here, Luke Ski. This is for all the power in the podcasting universe. Luke Ski,
you'll get all 66 of my listeners.
I'm going to give you my age. My age is, I just turned 39 years old, so that's your frame of reference.
All right.
What is the first song popularized on the Dr. Demento show that I ever heard?
What?
There's probably about three or four of them you can pick from. You understand?
Well, I'm going to go with, like, the law of averages here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Fish Heads by Barnes & Barnes.
That's what I would have guessed.
Carrie said she would have guessed that. Jared, what would you have guessed?
Probably something from Weird Al, maybe like an Eat It.
Well, it's earlier than Eat It.
Okay.
It involves aquatic body parts. The correct answer is fish heads.
Oh,
wow. Bootsy wins.
Woo!
Bootsy wins.
Bootsy wins.
I don't have any prizes on me.
I give him a hug.
Carrie will give him a hug right now. Go, Carrie. Give him a hug.
All right, Luke. There's your
there
prize.
We go. Great podcasting. Hooray! They just hugged. Luke Ski, you're the first legitimate winner. You play the game correctly. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Jared, clap for him. All right, so let's wrap this segment up. We finally got it right. Right here. All four listeners. We love you.
Friday.
All right, Jared.
Yes.
It's Convergence 2013.
Oh, wow.
The Scope.
We have a show.
This is part six in our continuing saga. Yeah. We're sitting here. What time is it now? 6:54 p.m. The show is about to get rocking and knocking.
Maybe we should specify what the show is.
What is the show?
Some sort of belly dance show here in the Garden Court. That is sort of the centralized area around where the party rooms take place at Convergence.
Yeah. So
it almost feels like a bit of a guerrilla show, but I don't know. Right now we're watching Foam Combat.
We're being
a bit of a preload.
We're being entertained by my all-time favorite thing in the entire world. That's LARPing, which stands for
this
what?
Isn't LARPing.
Live action.
This is just
play.
Foam Combat.
No, so
I know what that
this
is.
This is just people hitting each other with foam sticks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was the same thing.
No, LARPing is actual. I mean, it involves part of this,
like
but
a story
this
sort
is actually role playing.
Like
you're actually, you know, right. doing. A story, so
how do you think these guys would do if they had real bladed weapons?
Well, we'd see a lot more blood.
If this guy ends up in my lap, I'm gonna die.
Well done.
It's possible we might have some lions for them to fight as well, so
yeah. Captain America is.
If it were me, I'd just drop the foam swords and punch him in the face with my fist.
there's a beef with this Captain America guy? I'm confused.
Oh, yeah.
You're not on the internet thread with that whole thing about how he acted like a douche to everyone last year?
One of the foam fighters we're watching is dressed in a fairly realistic Captain America, movie Captain America outfit. Not quite as much as it was, but last year he wore almost a screen-accurately perfect Captain America outfit.
Yeah, he was really good.
Good-looking fellow. And apparently he was
douchey,
hitting on all the girls,
and
being rude to everyone.
He was on our floor, and he was making out with a different girl every time I saw him.
I guess I totally
but
missed this.
He was mean to them, they were mean to him in a post-con podcast.
Okay.
And he listened to it, and he was like, so everyone thinks I'm a jerk, what did I do? Am I allowed to come back next year, or does everyone hate me? So it was this
so he puts
thing.
The drama right out there on the internet again. So everyone
and everyone called him out on it. Like, oh, when I met you, you were an ass. You did this. So he had a list of things, and he was actually being kind of gracious about it at the end.
Okay.
But
at least you can accept your faults and realize how you're being portrayed.
Right. Which he was like, I did not at all mean to come across that way, and I really hope that I can see you guys next year and you'll talk to me.
Shane, grab the shield and get in the fight.
Got to get in. So
anyway, that was his drama.
Okay, interesting.
So he was one of our foamed warriors, and I think he won.
I think he
did
destroy
win.
The guy.
Oh. This girl was in my way.
You got another pitched battle, though.
Well, I can't tell. I'm looking at the Argyle foam covered weapon. Take a picture of that Argyle foam weapon, Carrie. All right, there we go. So we've got a full night on tap.
Indeed. It's early on
got
Saturday.
A lot of work.
Final night of partying here.
Both you and Carrie not feeling great. I'm hoping you can step up.
I'm improving.
We're getting there.
So let's just say story to be continued.
Indeed.
To be continued. Here
yes.
we are. It's The Scope at Convergence, part 7. We're with Luke Ski.
7 parts, Luke Ski making another appearance.
Luke Ski, I got an instant challenge for you right now.
All
right. I'm going to name an actor for you, or actress.
Okay.
You tell me a movie they were great in.
Okay.
You tell me a movie that they were so-so in. You tell me a movie they were terrible in.
All right.
Are you up to the challenge?
I'll give it a shot.
Wow.
I'll do my best.
The actor, and you have to, when you tell me the movies, you have to do it in the voice of said actor.
Okay.
Okay, Helen Hunt. No, just kidding. Arnold Schwarzenegger, go.
All right, well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he did movies that some would pretty good, like the Terminator 2 is very good in that movie, you know, Kindergarten Cop also very good. You want to talk about In the Middle, you got your last action hero, because it was really a comedy. They booked it as a, hey, go see this action movie. It was not an action movie, it was a comedy. It flopped because of bad advertising. And then down at the bottom of the barrel, you've got that Eraser movie, which got its ass, got its ass kicked at the box office by Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame.
There's no Predators or Aliens or Terminators.
Well, I'm gonna have to edit a lot.
Very good, Luke Ski. Very good, Luke Ski. You are on fire, sir. You said a mouthful.
Thank you.
Make Luke top, shit. Middle, bottom. I don't know. Make Luke Ski blush.
That sounds like fun. That's all right. A game everyone can play.
Everybody can play it. We're gonna bring it to the lexicon of the scope, Jared.
Okay.
All right. So there we go. Done. We're here with the scope. Convergence 2013. Jared, Carrie, Shane. We're playing our scope into trivia with you, Trish.
Oh dear God.
You're a good friend of ours. This is how the game works.
Okay.
You give us any sort of general trivia topic. It could be 80s, it could be scary movies.
Okay.
Anything.
Carrie, Jared, and I are going to come up with a trivia question based on that topic to ask you.
Okay.
If you get it right, you get a point.
Okay.
You get it wrong, we get the point.
Okay.
If they first, can't come up with
if
a
we
question,
can't come up with a question, you get a point.
Gotcha.
You can't be too specific, so let's be fair.
Okay.
First person or team to 3 points wins the match. Are you up for it?
I am up for it.
Okay, so think about a trivia topic.
That they wouldn't know.
They would know.
Or maybe we would know. Who knows? Maybe you want to challenge
so
yourself.
So it could be anything. It doesn't have to be...
Well, we're hoping for pop culture. So pop if you culture. Say, like, you know, infectious diseases in the 1920s, that's not really fair.
You know, the economy of best
How about musical theater?
Musical theater?
This game is flawed, Shane.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Name one straight person in musical theater.
I have to think of his name. He plays Wolverine.
We gotta think of the one guy.
He plays Wolverine.
That's out. That's for debate.
No.
If you can't think of it, you're out.
You're out? No, you just...
Matthew Broderick. He doesn't play Wolverine, but he's straight. Matthew Broderick.
I can't think of him.
Judges?
10 points to Gryffindor.
Okay. You get 1 point. One more point and you win the match.
Oh.
So give us a topic.
Another topic?
Oh, yeah. God, I thought it was safe. There.
Give us a fighting chance.
Okay.
I know, I get one. I'm not going to tell you.
All right.
80s music.
Oh, you are what? Doomed.
I know.
You're
I'm
doomed.
I know.
I was such a fan.
They wanted a fighting chance.
Yeah.
I had to be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Carrie.
No,
Jared,
not thinking of anything.
Let's get in together. 80s music.
Not a lot.
80s music is a 10-year period, Angie.
Lots of different styles.
We've got to hit her hard.
You got your post-disco proto-funk.
Yep.
You got your British New Wave.
Yep.
You got your hair metal bands.
Yep.
You got your birth of hip-hop.
Here's the problem. We don't know Trish, so we could go really hard.
I know that.
It's terrible they haven't said that. Or we could do something that she might be able to get.
Well, we obviously want to play to win.
Okay, so the first thing that popped into my head was, who danced with Bruce Springsteen in the... Dance in the Dark video.
That's a fair question.
Is that too easy?
I have no idea.
Okay.
She's of an era who might know that, though.
I think she might know that.
I think it's a fair question.
Okay, how about this?
Yes.
In the music video Beat It, what famous actor played Michael Jackson's rival?
I don't think I even know that one.
The guy that played Blade.
Really?
Yes. What's his name?
He's a text dodger. Wesley Snipes.
That's it.
All right.
We got one.
Okay.
In the Hot music video,
now you can't even.
It's a Michael Jackson video.
Now
it's not Beat It. It's the other one.
Hell?
In the Hot music video, Bad.
Yes.
Who played Michael Jackson's rival?
What?
Rival.
Famous actor. That's all I'm going to give you. In Bad.
Are you going to help her?
I'll take any help.
No, you won't take any help.
Yes, I will.
There's no phone a friend.
There's no phone a friend. This is no rage.
50-50.
Are you ready for this?
Celebrity to come up with the question.
Those rules were not stated at the outset.
Our show, our rules.
Those rules were not stated at the outset.
Our rules.
Yeah.
Give us the guess. I mean, let's
Michael Feinstein.
Oh.
What?
I would give it to you.
Okay.
But the correct answer is actually Wesley Snipes.
Ah, see, I was close. I was close.
Very bad. I mean, you're on the,
Wesley Snipes.
On the tip of your tongue.
It was. It was right there.
So this is when it breaks.
And Michael Feinstein could play Wesley Snipes.
I don't even know who that is.
What?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, that's sad.
Okay, so here's where we are. It's tied 1-1.
Yes.
You could take it all with this trivia topic.
Right.
You have to think hard. I like you said 80s music, though. I mean, that is gorgeous. You could do something like that.
We could do Star Wars.
We could do Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Let's do Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Jared, this is your wheelhouse. Star Wars.
I mean, we could blow our way, really.
We've got three movies. We've got the Clone Wars.
Yes.
We've got J.J. Abrams.
I think we limit it to the original trilogy.
How about we do this?
Yes.
Who is the new CEO of Lucasfilm?
No. That's an impossible question for
me. I would get it easily. Okay, so you give me one.
I was thinking we could ask, like, who's the actor who played Boba Fett?
Who is that?
Jeremy Bullock.
Okay, we got it. We got it. This is for all the marbles. All
right.
Who is the actor that played the bounty hunter Boba Fett?
It was actually a guest
of honor at MarsCon. Oh, yes! you should know this.
You should, Nick. Any help?
I would never.
No, is it like Jeremy?
Talk us through this.
I think it's Jeremy something. Fuck, what the hell is his name? Come on, Nick. You're good.
Hey, everybody. Everybody, listen up.
Oh, they know this. Get him out of here.
Who is the actor that played Boba Fett, the original Star Wars? Jeremy Bullock.
Jeremy Bullock.
I'm calling shenanigans.
I don't know what you mean. I have no idea what you mean.
I think we're turning this off.
I thought it was actor Jim J. Bullock.
Jim J. Bullock from Too Close for Comfort actually played it.
We're going to get a good prize, so it's okay.
It's okay.
So there we go. Scope wins again. Scope wins again.
That's great. They didn't, like, there was no, like, none help.
Even by losing, we win. This is our show.
Yeah, we're winners. Thank you, Trish.
Thank you.
Say something to your adoring fans before we turn this off.
Why do you listen to these people?
Exactly. That's our slogan. Very, very good. Jared, let's say goodnight.
Good night.
For now.
Guten Tag.
So I'm calling it.
You're calling it.
This is the last moment that we were together for Convergence 2013. It's over. Jared.
What were the telltale signs that this was going to be the last one? Was it that we're packing up the room, that you guys are going to leave the hotel vicinity?
That's probably it. Unless you're going to do something that I don't know. There could be like an added bonus episode at the end.
There occasionally has been the added segment in the waning hours of Sunday at Convergence, but we'll see.
Let's see. So
I can't guarantee it will happen.
So takeaways from this year? No hangovers, first of all. Nobody had any hangovers any night.
No, I've got this locked. I've got it figured out. I haven't had a hangover at Convergence in years, so all you guys who have hangovers at Convergence are doing it wrong.
And I don't think that we necessarily skipped out on the booze. I don't think anybody got super sloppy.
No, you take a gradual pace. You don't go hard in the paint for 6 hours. What you do is you keep it gradual and you keep yourself a nice solid buzz.
Our fans love the sports analogies. So you're saying when I crash the boards?
Yeah, that's maybe going a little hard.
Don't crash the boards, yeah. Carrie. Right.
But what you got to do is you got to leave yourself some time towards the end of the evening, and that could be a couple hours. It's not like you have to like shut it down and go sit in solitude, but you leave yourself some time. You kind of just stop drinking, you hydrate, you get yourself a little snack.
Yeah. They call that recovery time in the business.
I did that, and I did not have a hangover this year.
You try to be an adult and not go to bed sloppy drunk.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Sloppy drunk.
Other takeaways, we liked our hotel. It was nice.
Yeah, it was our first time in the Sofitel, and other than the creme fraiche everywhere, it was great.
Yes.
We accomplished our goal of doing instant trivia for the most part.
I think we need to retool that game.
Yes.
It's tough.
It's very tough because, as I've stated, for whatever reason, we didn't foresee that the people we would select to compete would immediately pick a subject that they were masters at.
Yeah.
How did we not see that coming?
Well,
that's okay. We made it work. We still won every round, no matter what.
Yeah, that's the key. We won. And that's all that matters, Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she didn't care.
You didn't necessarily win.
You can't on the chaise and not contribute. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's the rules.
We also learned that everyone likes Gangnam Style, Journey, and Queen.
And Macklemore.
And Macklemore.
Doesn't matter how many times they play them, they come.
They play them a lot.
And they like The Proclaimers, I Would Walk 5,000 Miles. Yeah. That song really seems to...
500 miles.
Whatever. That really strikes a chord in today's youth.
And I will say that Bohemian Rhapsody was very popular, but also probably one of the most awkward songs in the world to dance to.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you dance?
You just sort of move however the music dictates, apparently.
It's sort of like...
You're not going to be breaking out your Kid and Play dance moves sitting on that song, that's for sure.
It's kind of like that moment in Freaks and Geeks where they're... The first episode where they're dancing, slow dancing to Sticks and Sailing Away, and then it kicks into high gear, and what do you do with yourself? It's a similar moment.
You would play air guitar.
That's probably the best move. Yeah. I was definitely an air guitar during Bohemian Rhapsody.
So quickly, Jared, do you have a favorite costume that you've seen?
Oh, boy, favorite costume.
Something that wowed you.
B-Girl was pretty cute. From the Blind Melon video. Smashing Pumpkins, No Doubt video.
No Doubt.
I forget. Who was it? No. Blind Melon.
That's funny.
But I'm biased, of course.
Yes. So your non-biased, your unbiased opinion, anything strike your fancy? Goodness.
Let me think.
What about Sexy Pikachu?
Sexy Pikachu really had her buns hanging out.
Or as I like to say, peek at you.
Yes.
Because a lot of people were peeking at
her. Everybody was peeking at her.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't... I saw a lot of good stuff, but I didn't, commit it to memory.
Gotcha.
So, sorry about that, all you fancy cosplayers out there. You did a great job. I'm just terrible at remembering.
I think those angels were good.
I think angels are good, but I've seen them before. So it wasn't... I didn't know what they were, so... Yeah.
It freaked me out a little bit.
And I'm sure there was a lot of good stuff. We saw Earl in his fuzzy penguin outfit. Mm-hmm. Apparently the Adam West Batman penguin has...
The Batman.
Apparently his waistcoat and stuff has feathers on it. I don't know.
Really?
Earl was very feathery.
He went for theatrical realism.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good. I saw some good things. Some of the Power Rangers were kind of interesting, but that might have been store-bought. I'm not sure. Yeah. Some of that.
Well, I like the Boxy Cyberman, too.
Yeah, Boxy Cyberman was good. Sure? There wasn't one that blew me away in terms of breaking outside of the genre.
We probably needed to be paying attention to the Masquerade.
Yeah.
That's probably where the cutting edge stuff was. We
didn't get up there.
Didn't see it.
That's all right. We we survived the long wait. That was good. So that's behind us. Hopefully that will not happen next year.
Oh, the check-in.
Yeah. We had a great meal.
I don't know what that's about.
Our fancy French meal. We had that.
Lots
we did it all.
Croissants.
A lot of croissants. Croissant.
Oui, oui.
So, let's wrap this up. I think we're struggling once again. That's usually our problem. We keep going until we have nothing to say.
We can always edit all this out.
Oh, delicious. Starkist tuna packs.
Wow. Did that come with the room?
It came with
Angie. Oh.
All right. So, for Jared, Shane, Carrie, Jerry, Angie, this is Shane saying arrivederci.
You're listening to The Scope. Under the Scope.
Well, my belly is hurting from all of that funny convergence footage, but I have to kick it to coming soon. All right, Adam, this is where you make your mark in this episode. Do it.
I was actually at Convergence.
Really? We did not see you there.
I recorded my own podcast and my own interviews.
What were you cosplaying as?
That's not the scoop, is it?
It's the scoop. I was cosplaying as a scoop of ice cream again.
Wow.
It's my go-to.
Flavor?
Do you just change flavors every year, or is it the same flavor?
It's always chocolate. It's like blackface.
Do you do like a waffle cone? What do you do?
No carbs.
No?
Just in a cup?
Yeah.
Or just a ball of ice cream?
Just a ball of ice cream.
Just
a free-floating ball of ice cream.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Do you leave a moist trail behind you?
I'm writing that down.
Moist trail behind you. All right, music. July 30th. This is pretty exciting for all of us, I think. The Backstreet Boys have a new album coming out.
Sick. What's it called?
In a World Like This.
In a World Like This, I don't want a Backstreet Boys album.
Hey, guys. Backstreet's back.
All
right.
We all saw this as the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're back.
Makes sense. I like it when you include fuck buttons last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You definitely purposely pick out bands I assume you've never heard of, but just because of their names.
I've heard of one of these two bands.
Earl Sweatshirt. That is a great name. If I could change my name, it has Earl in it, so it would be Adam Sweatshirt.
Ooh, Adam sweatshirt. I like that. That's good. That's good.
Five Finger Death
Punch. Like the Earl of Sandwich,
I've
heard
it's
a
five,
sweatshirt.
Five
Finger Death Punch.
That's a pretty good band name, too. The Wrong Side of Heaven and the Righteous Side of Hell.
Guys, all the good band names have been taken.
I know.
It's terrible.
It's just like all the domain names that are... It's, what is it? All four characters' domain names have been taken now?
They're gone.
Yep, mm-hmm. They're all gone. Never getting back. And Robin Thicke. So she's taking a break from the Howard Stern show to do...
Jared's favorite song right now. He can't not get enough of his Robin Thicke.
You are speaking opposite today. Hmm. I do not like the Blurred Lines song.
Movies, August 2nd, approaching my birthday here. We got Smurfs 2 coming out just a couple days before.
Wasn't I just saying recently how I think August could be a great month for movies?
Yeah.
Kicking it off right with Smurfs 2.
Well, technically that's July 31st, so okay. We're in the clear.
Thank goodness.
Two Guns, I don't know, what's that?
That's Denzel Washington's summer film.
And rapper 2 Chainz, right?
2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. Yeah. And Too Short makes a cameo. Ooh. As well.
Tupac, is he back? Hologram form, at least?
DVD and Blu-ray, July 30th. We've got DCU. That's the documentary of the Justice League, Flashpoint Paradox. So Flashpoint Paradox was the lead-up to the new 52 in the comics. Is it in this as well? You don't know?
I have no idea.
I might have to check that out. G.I. Joe Retaliation, which you guys saw.
Yes. We did see.
So I'm excited for that.
Must see for G.I. Joe fans. Everyone else can probably stay away.
Touched by an Angel, the 8th season. Like, did they never realize that that kind of sounds dirty, especially with the Catholic priest stuff going on?
Ooh. I think it was all intentional.
And video games, you say nothing of note, July 28th.
I didn't see anything of that week.
NCAA football, perhaps?
That's already out.
There is an excellent deal with Madden this year. If you don't have DirecTV and you want NFL Sunday Ticket, you can buy the $100 version of Madden.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with the game. And a code to watch NFL Sunday Ticket for the whole regular season on your computer or tablet. So you can't watch it on TV unless you hook your computer up to a television, which a lot of people can do now. So essentially, it's $40. So if you're going to buy Madden anyway, or you could just buy that and then just sell the game, you know, for maybe $40 or something. So an excellent, excellent deal. That's what I'm going to do this year.
You're going to get that over getting the next generation Madden game?
Well, the next generation Madden game doesn't come out until at least
November. So, yeah, that's sort of a bummer for them.
Yep.
Interesting. So I guess that leaves Hit It or Miss It, guys. And this week, it's me.
Wow.
I get to pick, and I'm picking my Hit It. It's a movie that's been on my radar a little bit, but it's starting to come into focus. I'm talking about the movie The Spectacular Now. It is yet another teen coming-of-age type of film, I guess. This is a big Sundance winner. Got really good reviews back in February, I think, when Sundance was happening. It's really about a kid who, it's senior year, he is kind of the cool life-of-the-party kid, but he also has a secret problem of alcoholism. Alcoholism eventually starts to kind of ruin his life, and his hot girlfriend dumps him, and he eventually makes friends with a supposedly nerdy, quiet girl, and it's kind of their story of their friendship and whatever blossoms out of that.
I feel like you've already seen it.
Probably. But I'm excited to see it. The trailer looks good. The cast has some good people in there. Kyle Chandler is in there.
Ooh, good people.
We love Kyle. And it should be interesting. So, Coach from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, no, so, I thought he was from Coach.
He actually was. He was an intern on that show. So there we go. Mm. Spectacular Now comes out beginning of August.
Mm-mm-mm.
Can't wait to see it.
Awesome.
So that's that. Let's wrap up coming soon.
Under the scope.
Yo, 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 Jared.
Yo, 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 Shane.
Time for some comments, bro.
Yo, let's drop those comments on these people, yo.
Really good. Please drop the comments.
Dropping comments. All right, so in episode 142... of our last cycle.
Jared pulled off his socks and counting with his toes.
We put the call out for our audience to respond with names for what we should call our fans. Fans, people who listen to the show, we want sort of like a name to call them as a collective.
Finally, you people did something worthwhile.
Yeah. So we've got a few suggestions here. I'm going to read them off for you. So host of Metro Buzz, John Norton suggests...
Nort.
He suggests Scope Goats as a playoff of Scapegoats. How do we feel about that?
Well, we did have a considering huge goat theme recently.
Last episode. Ooh. And all those people that called in with your goat impressions.
We're assuming this happened.
Jared, don't pull
good
the curtain
job.
Back.
Oh, sorry.
Which will and Tappan. I think that is an early front runner. Let's keep going.
All right. Tom says only one name makes sense for your fans, the Atomaniacs.
All right. Well, I guess we have a new winner. Wow. You can just delete all the other ones right now.
I'm not sure if I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Seems like a failed cartoon show to me.
The Shane-O-Maniacs.
Well, that's worse.
That's worse. Mike says, the Scopadopes. I kind of like Scopadopes. That's interesting.
I feel like we're insulting our guests or our fans by calling them dopes.
I figured that was the point.
Oh, right.
All
right.
Cyrus has a whole list of names.
He has
the Scopin' Crew, Scope Nation, or the Scopies.
Well, the Scopies is our awards show at the end of the year.
Yeah,
you can't name people after that. Scope Nation, Shane, were you using that?
Scope Nation.
It feels a little bit like Colbert's
name. It does.
Yeah.
It does,
Colbert Nation, though.
That's why it's good. It's a classic.
I don't know. Finally, Luke Ski, you already heard it in the Convergence coverage, but he wrote in to remind us that he said his suggestion was the Crosshairs. A little play on the scope. When you look at the scope and you see crosshairs.
Right.
Our listeners could be the Crosshairs. Interesting. It's a little different.
That's going to be great until the next school shooting. And we'll have to change it to something else.
So I think we'll take these under advisement. I think I'll leave the scope lines open for a little bit longer and see if we have any more submissions that come
in. Don't shut the scope lines down, Jared. I know you usually do. You got to work to keep these open. Keep shoveling coal into the furnace.
I got a problem with a stick sometimes. It's really kind of scary. So if you have a suggestion for what we should call our listeners, or if something interesting happens to you, or if you still have not gotten in with your goat impression, you can email us at comments@thescopeshow.com. You can call our voicemail line at 612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673. You can also get us on our Facebook page. You can follow us on Twitter. You can look at our posts on the Tumblr. That's all. Adam, you hit something?
Nope.
All right.
I have a question for you, Jared.
Go ahead.
If the Scope Show was a Jaeger, would we be analog or digital?
We would probably be digital, and we would somehow have a magical nuclear reactor that would explode in a nuclear explosion, which is technically not possible. That's another thing that bothered me about that movie. You know, you can't just...
We're doing a little Pacific Rim
callback. You can't just overheat a nuclear reactor and have it explode in a nuclear explosion. That doesn't work that way.
It would melt down.
It doesn't matter, Jared. Everything else in the movie works so great.
It's not enriched enough. It's not. I mean, other movies have used this trope as well. And it's just like, this is technically possible. Anyway.
It's so good, it doesn't matter.
Do a little research. You can't blow up a nuclear reactor in a nuclear explosion. It doesn't happen.
While we're on this subject... How come the moon in
Good Night Moon?
Star Trek
in Moon.
The newest Star Trek movie was broken apart and not coalescing back together. If a moon is destroyed, it would reform.
Yeah, but over like millennia.
No, much faster than that.
Okay.
Over like a year?
You're the one who studied cosmicology, so
yeah. You've got it all figured out.
That's why I'm telling you.
I'm going to write that down. Cosmicology. I need to look into that degree program.
That's actually McDonald's cosmology program.
So it's Cos MC, capital M.
Cosmicology. Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
Good. Good stuff.
Dun, 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 dun.
Evolution. This is how we workshop
stuff,
guys.
You're loving it. All right, guys. Let's wrap this up. Episode 145 of The Scope is over. We'll see you guys soon with more of your favorite podcasts. That is, of course, The Scope. Good night, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying...
Ah, your Scope Show.
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.